business. We have one item of old business this evening, that being conditional use number 1957, application of George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, I have prepared a motion on this application. The motion is for a recommendation, as those that come here to the Planning and Zoning Commission know that we make a recommendation and that County Council will act on that. Gentlemen, the motion that I put together is a motion for a recommendation of denial. I have taken into account several of the items. I found, and I commented, I think, the evening of the public hearing, that I thought that the applicant's presentation was kind of inadequate and did not, while the commission asked good questions, I wasn't satisfied that we were getting enough of a picture to come to a vote, and that's why I made a recommendation of denial. Additionally, the opposition, there was a opposition that was represented by an attorney. Unless other commissioners would want what those attorneys presented as on the record and as evidence against this, I didn't feel as though they were any more compelling, with one exception, than the applicant's own presentation. The talking about this use not being compatible with neighboring and adjacent uses, and there was testimony by a Delaware realtor that this use would affect adversely adjacent residential property values. That realtor didn't indicate any qualifications as being an appraiser or present any evidence, so that didn't carry any weight with me, that adversely versus positively. I thought that was a wash. There was also mention that the market was oversaturated and that there wasn't a need for this. And as I say, I'm not going to include those comments in my motion for denial unless someone felt strongly that they should be in there.
I'm pretending I'm counsel today. I just kind of show up a little late.
Some people just like to make an entrance.
That's right.
And for the record, you are?
Hi, Bob. Thornton.
All right. Well, Mr. Johnson, thank you for joining us. I just made some comments. So I'm going
to
read under the matter of old business conditional use number 1957. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1957 for George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet for rental and storage units based on the lack of record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, the applicant's presentation was too vague and did not provide sufficient details as to the proposed use, the buildings and storage units that would be built, or the effect on the community and roadways. Two, the preliminary site plan also was too informal and does not contain the necessary detail for the commission to evaluate the proposed use on this site. Three, there was testimony that the town of Selbyville opposes the project. The site is in an area targeted for annexation by the town and is nearly surrounded by the town's limits with R4 residential town zoning. The proposed use is not permitted in that annexed town's R4 zoning. The town also stated that the approval sought by this application is contrary to the town of Selbyville's comprehensive plan and the plan's future zoning of this property. And fourthly, in summary, I just do not believe that there was an adequate record made in support of this application. So my motion is for a recommendation of denial.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial, conditional use number 1957, George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.